Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Welcome to A Few Minutes on the Barbed Wire, the once and future erstwhile radio show dedicated to the proposition that small minds discuss people, average minds discuss events, and great minds discuss ideas. We constantly, and I hope consistently, conspire, aspire, and mostly perspire to that third level of conversational consciousness.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows.
Today's program is brought to you in part by the good folks at Mindbender Mall, the favorite shopping center of the Department of Homeland Security, at an unannounced location somewhere in the nether regions between Carson City and Area 51. Also, by the Nevada Woolly Bully Party, dedicated toward removing the wool from the voters' eyes. And, as always, our prime sponsor, the good folks at Assist to Sue, the law firm and real estate firm that can get you any house you want for no money down in exchange for a minor legal fee. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Edwina Bernstein for Assist to Sue Real Estate, the cheapest method of acquiring a house since Monopoly was invented. Real estate commissions are a thing of the past at Assist to Sue. Going through divorce? Call Assist to Sue. We'll make sure the house goes to you and your spouse goes to hell. Have you been injured in an accident, especially by someone with a fat liability policy? Assist to Sue will sue his butt and get you the house for absolutely no commission. And the court does all the work. We'll also carry back paper on your new home in lieu of our 90% legal contingency fee. Call me, Edwina Bernstein, at Assist to Sue, the first step in acquiring your new home.
Andrew Barbano is an award-winning syndicated columnist, as well as a talk show host. You'll hear some hot talk segments in a few seconds. His Underbelly of the News short commentaries give you another sellable feature. Some are heavy, some are light, but all build ratings. Here's a tickler from the Underbelly of the News.
Now that we've kicked serious butt on the sands of Araby, the war will shake our American lifestyle to its foundations in important areas like fashion, passion, and sports. I forecast that young ladies at singles bars will begin wearing veils over their faces. Certainly an improvement over brown paper bags late at night. This fall, fezzes will become the latest headwear rage, and membership in the Shriners will skyrocket. Having multiple wives will become popular outside of Arabia and Utah, all as a result of this dandy little war. Finally, it is pretty apparent that only the United States Army could defeat the UNLV basketball team. So look for new entries in next year's NCAA tournament. Today, Iraq. Tomorrow, the NBA. We're number one. And I'm Barbano on the Underbelly of the News.
Now chill out for a moment while we hang a few beefs on the barbed wire.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
Andrew Barbano runs more than a talk show. With hard-hitting Underbelly of the News commentary and investigative reports, he defeated Northern Nevada's longtime news talk leader in Morning Drive.
Hi, I'm Barbano. Join me hanging some serious beefs on the barbed wire, 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday on Talk 1590 KHIT. where the news breaks first. Washoe County District Court judges trying to keep public court records away from the public. You heard it on the barbed wire 36 hours ahead of all other media. The Sierra Marketplace Shopping Center putting the Denver boot on customers' cars. You heard about it first, and you and I stopped it via the barbed wire. 35,000 tons of polluted soil and illegal oil recycling on the banks of the Truckee. You heard it first right here on the barbed wire. State government and the Public Service Commission default on a $20 million Sierra Pacific Power federal lawsuit. You heard it first right here. An initiative petition placing water meters on the ballot. Reveal first on the barbed wire. Nels Larson and I, at noon one day, revealed the chlordane pesticide scandal, an 18-month still continuing state cover-up. You gotta listen to tune in and turn on. Help me tan some serious hides on the barbed wire, 9 to 11 every weekday morning on KHIT, and don't miss Nels at noon. We don't rip and read the news. We shake and break the news. Tune in, turn on, join in, and tell a friend.
Andy?
Yes.
Did you read what Dan Quayle had to say in the U.S. News and World Report about teachers?
No.
It says, teachers are the only profession that teach our children. And then he added, by golly, I hope that they're not getting into teaching just as a job or a way to put food on the table.
That is worthy of being put in the Epigrams of the Ages Hall of Fame. Do you know who has made similar ringing comments? Why, you have the likes of Calvin Coolidge, who said, poverty is caused by people being poor. Or Calvin Coolidge also said, when large numbers of people are out of work, unemployment results. This one is in the Hall of Fame with epigrams of the ages from dunderheaded politicians.
When I read it, I thought of you, you know, this...
Thanks a lot.
I felt the war in Indiana.
I am Willie.
And I am Millie.
We are mushrooms, and we want to wise you up.
We do not do much, but we do try and get out to vote every so often. But that is getting harder and harder to do.
They keep us in the dark and shovel that bad-smelling stuff on us.
Look out, here comes some more.
Ugh. Yuck! Oh, boy, if I had a nose, I'd hold it.
We just got our sample ballots today, and we'd really like to vote on Tuesday.
But they won't show us what we're voting on.
You read your sample ballot yourself. The law they're asking you to change isn't on there anywhere. Just some vague explanation that treats us like mushrooms.
Question two looks innocent enough. They're even advertising that it's for school buildings.
It is really paving the way for a property tax increase, mostly to build prisons with...
That's correct.
Property tax for prisons. Now, we realize we are just mushrooms like the rest of the voters, and they like to keep us in the dark and feed us... you know what they feed us.
Don't be a mushroom. Find out more about what you're voting on.
Please.
Paid for by nobody. Produced by the Nevada Woolly Bully Party. Dedicated to removing the wool from the voters' eyes.
Boy, it's dark in here.
And it smells really bad.
How this boy got into the business is beyond me. He should go back to his old job. Paper, mister, paper.
That's how it goes.
That's exactly how it goes. Thanks for the call. 852-TALK, 852-8255. Good morning, I'm Barbano, and you're on the barbed wire on Talk 1590. Nels Larson coming up at 11:05 this morning. Howdy.
Hello, Barbano.
Hi.
I'd just like to express my disgust in your talk radio show.
Well, thank you very much. That's very special.
Regarding the Reno booting service,
okay.
I shop over at Smith's and I shop in that mall.
Why are you so pissed?
Well, you know, I think I've just about had it with the issue of booting. I've never had a problem with parking in that lot. And if people can't read signs that say 35-minute parking, then they have a problem. You know, then they ought to go back to school and start trying to read again.
You say you can read, right?
Yeah, I can read.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I want you to go to and find Webster's Dictionary and look up the word insensitive.
Well, I don't think I need to look it up. Well, why don't they talk about...
This is not the Lush Rambo show where they pre-screen you that you're going to talk about blue skies and commies and queers.
I don't know. You're pretty outrageous and you're pretty hysterical to listen to.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's the highest compliment you can pay. You have said that this show is interesting. I'm Barbano on the barbed wire, reminding you that if the universe is indeed whatever you say it is, then say...
If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you want a driver, climb inside or if you wanna take me for a ride, you know you can. I'm your man.